Hey, Bob here, and welcome back to the Your Virtual Upline podcast, where we give network marketers the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life of your dreams.
Hey, Bob here. Welcome back to the show. Episode 419, and man, we got a little bit of a spicy one here for you today. I'm actually kind of excited to have this conversation with you. If you know me, you know I'm not one to pull any punches when I think that I need to share something that might be a little bit of an opposing point of view in terms of what most people are taught to do. And that's kind of part of the mission of what we do in our business with Your Virtual Upline, and more specifically with this philosophy we teach, Love, Serve, Grow, which is really challenging a lot of the things that we've been taught, that I was taught early in my business, like these things that we're taught we're supposed to do to be successful, that when we're doing it, feels completely off and completely wrong to us because it goes against everything that we value in our life. And I was reminded of a very big and important one where I saw some marketing and promotion for something that happens all the time, you know, and I'll just look, we know who this is, you know, Eric Worre, who, by the way, I have tons of respect for him and what he does for our profession. He has kind of blazed the trails for people like me to do this. Okay. And, you know, I can admire and respect what someone does, but at the same time, I can also disagree with some of the things that someone teaches. And so Eric does a recruit 20 people in 30 days every year. It's a really popular thing. I used to do it when I was a consultant. And it's based on this kind of idea or belief, really, that in order to be successful, you have to have this period of time of all out massive action where you completely sell out. You do, you know, you just sacrifice everything and you go through this incredibly high amount of people, right? Through prospecting and trying to find people to do business with. And it's manifest a lot of different ways. You know, Go for No is another example. I remember reading that book and before I knew better, I'm like, yeah, Go for No. And I would go out and I'd talk to 20 people per day. Tell me no, tell me, right? The people that teach it, they have good intentions and they believe they're helping, right? I have no doubt, like Eric's not teaching something that he doesn't think is gonna help you. But at the same time, all of these approaches, Go for No, recruit 20 people in 30 days, right? It's the advice I used to get. This is the advice I used to get from my mentor. Every single time that I was struggling, I would go to him and I would share my challenges. He'd look at me, listen to me and say, okay, you want to know what your real problem is? And I'd say, what? He'd say, you're not talking to enough people. And every time that was the answer. And like, I'm like, okay, so I'm talking to five, maybe I'll talk to 10. And then I talk to 15 and then I talk to 20. And it's like, at some point we just have to say, is this the right thing to do? And I'm telling you, it's not. And I'm telling you, it's terrible advice. And it is harming your business more than it is helping it. And I'm talking to 99% of the people that are going to listen to this. And so what I'd like to do today is I just want to try to present a logical, rational argument against why I think this is not a good idea. Look, I'm not going to argue talking to more people isn't a good idea, right? And that, by the way, most of you do need to start talking to more people. But it's the way that we get to the more people that matters. And so I just think there's not enough of the other side of the argument out there. And so for those of you that might be considering doing something like this or teaching this to your team, hopefully you'll listen to me with some open ears and make an educated decision what you think is right. So let me tell you why I think this is not a good idea. And why I think ultimately this whole it's a numbers game approach is a flawed argument. Here's what you're really saying, okay? And when I think back to what my mentor always used to tell me, talk to more people, talk to more people. Here's what really they're saying is what I'm teaching you doesn't really work that well. So in order for you to make it work, you have to work 10 times harder to get to the result. Now listen. A broken clock is right twice per day. And yeah, I get it. You want to go out and send, you know, copy and paste messages and blow through your friends list and everybody you know once or twice per year, sending 25 messages per day, treating people like they're numbers. Okay, you'll probably find a couple of them that want to do it. I don't know about you. I never did anywhere close to 20, so I might wind up getting one or two. But what we don't recognize is that the wake that we leave in our path of trying to get to those one or two of negative experiences for people that we create, because we are, listen, it is such a transactional way of thinking. And it doesn't acknowledge the fact that people aren't numbers and that there are actual human beings that are on the other side of these conversations that have unique challenges and problems and needs. And you just sending a script to 25 people per day and starting conversations and treating it like, here's my other issue, is it treats it like it's just an invitation and it's just this thing to say. A sales conversation is more than that. And when I look at these massive action challenges, it doesn't treat the sales conversation with the respect and consideration that it deserves. Selling is a skill. And on the other side of that conversation, on the other side of that outreach, is an actual human being that could use your help and that has some things that they're struggling with, that you have a responsibility to learn how to increase your skill set at having the kind of conversations that allow you to find problems and connect with people so you can actually help them. And so when you're doing things like trying to recruit 20 and 30 days or going for no, like what you're doing is you are limiting your ability to serve and help. Dramatically. Yeah, maybe you get one out of 100, but guess what? There could have been 20 to 30 other people that they may not have all bought your stuff, but you could have had a conversation with them that actually added value to their life. And you're never going to do it with this other approach. Look, it's ineffective at best. And at its worst, here's what it comes across like. Like, you don't care about people. Hey, Bob here, and I want to invite you to check out a brand new program that we just released called Transformed. If you're someone that's tired of all the transactional strategies that are being taught to you, and you're looking for a more authentic way to grow your business that's aligned with your values, then we created Transformed for you. You get to work with myself and my team over the course of 14 days, training and coaching and implementation support. And I'm going to teach you a totally new approach to growing your business. Look, the path forward in 2024 is not just building a bigger business. You've got to learn how to build a better business. And that's what I'm going to teach you how to do. So check out the details in the show notes of this episode. You get all of that stuff that I mentioned. Here's the best part: for less than $10. Hope to see you inside of the program. You know, I look at the scripts that they're taught. They're based in manipulation and it's coercion and it makes me cringe. They're so inauthentic. You know, it's like, and listen, I'm not saying I haven't done it. I've done it. But here's the stuff I hate. You know, this script, like the, and I used to teach it, okay? So trust me, I am a reformed person. But it's like the super indirect approach. Like, I know you're not interested, but give me a break. Like, doesn't that, it used to make my skin crawl when I used to say stuff like that, because I'm like using these words and I'm talking to people and I'm treating people in a way that I would never do that in my life. You would never treat the kind of people in your life that you value, you would never talk to them or treat them the way that you do when you're doing these kinds of things. And that's important for you to realize, because I know you want to help people and I know serving is important to you, but that's not how you come across to people. See, to the prospect, it feels like pressure. It feels like pushing because you're focused on your agenda and your needs. It's manipulative. It's inauthentic. And this is the reason why people have a bad opinion of what we do. It's the reason why they look down on what we do. They don't look down on the business model of social selling or network marketing. They don't even know what it is. They've never even taken the time to understand it. They make these snap judgments based on the conversations that they're having with people like you doing doing this. And that creates a bad experience, and it influences the way they look at stuff like this. See, we have to really start teaching people selling is a skill. It's an art. It's also a responsibility. When you have a conversation with someone, you have a responsibility in that conversation to really find out if they even have a need and to be able to offer your unique solution in a way that actually is focused on how it can help them. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. Let's blast through and blow through everybody that we know and just find some people that are like so at the point of where they're just ready to buy that we can work with them. This is not the kind of business that you want to run. It was never the kind of business that I wanted to run. So what would happen is this. People start doing stuff like this, and I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. You know, people are going to get all excited because it feels like it's this great idea. And then they're going to start. And like, you're going to have somebody that's talking to nobody that they're going to say, well, you got to talk to 10 people per day. You got to talk to 15 people per day. And it is not doable. And so what happens is within a couple of days or within a week, they get totally overwhelmed. They lose steam and then they quit. And this is what would happen to me all the time. I would give up after a week, after 2 weeks, because I'm like, man, I can't do this. I feel like crap because I'm treating people like numbers and I'm not bringing any value. Like, I can teach my 6-year-old how to copy and paste and send a bunch of scripts to a bunch of people per day. And I'm like, what am I doing in my business? This feels off to me. And so I would stop, and then I would actually feel worse than I did before I started, because it just kept adding to the idea that maybe this isn't for me. Because I listen to the trainers and they say, this is what you gotta do. And so I say, okay, all right, well then maybe I'll do it. But then when I do it, it feels terrible and it's not authentic. And I'm like, well, maybe this just isn't for me. And that's the thing that gets me pissed off. And once again, I know the people that teach these things are well-intentioned and they wanna help. And most of what they teach is helping people. But at some point, somebody's got to take a stand and say, listen, I don't think this is the right way to do it. And I am certain it's not the right way to do it. And even if you do get through the whole thing, right? I remember there was one time where I actually did get through the whole deal. I used to do this every year, just like you guys, right? And I did get through the whole deal and I got so excited, but I wasn't able to do the 20. I did like 3. And then all of a sudden I felt like a failure. And I'm like, I'm not even focusing on the 3 human beings that thought enough of me and my business to join me that I now had an opportunity to serve. I was only focused on the 17 that I didn't get, thinking that I didn't do good enough. And I also, what I see is like people will go through these like activity challenges and these massive action things, and they'll stop and they'll actually need to take a step away from their business because they completely burn themselves into the ground. And I'm just saying, in what world does this feel like this is the right plan? Listen, do you need to talk to more people? Absolutely, yes. But you need to do it in a purposeful way. See, what most of you need to do is you need to purposefully slow down. So you can really start to look at the actual conversations you're having, the words you're using, and ask yourself, is this the right way to do it? If you have the wrong approach, if you are transactional, if you are leading with product information, which is what all of these scripts, you know, they're leading with the business, they're leading with your agenda. If you're transactional in your conversations, it doesn't matter if you talk to more people, it ain't gonna work. You need to look and focus on the quality of your actions. You need to have better conversations. You need to develop more skills, and that needs to be purposeful. You need to be deliberate. And so the idea of just dramatically increasing how many people, it's not a smart decision. You know, I don't want you to go slow. I want you to purposefully slow down. So you can learn a better way to do it, a way that's more aligned with your values, a more authentic approach, a more effective approach. And then once you understand the quality and you've got the skill, then you begin to increase. See, the other part of this, is that this argument around 20 and 30 days, go for no, massive action, it's based on the idea that the strategies are ineffective. And you've got to do massive amounts of activity to create the result. But here's the damaging thing that this creates. It starts to plant the seed of doubt in your mind, thinking, well, I had to work this hard just to get to this rank. How much harder am I going to have to work to get to the next rank and the top rank? And now all of a sudden it feels like every step of success in your business is taking you further away from the things that are most important to you, like your faith and your family and freedom. And so now you start to question, can I do it? Do I even want it? See, when you learn how to do it better, right? Transformational selling, authentic outreach, you develop the skills and you're more authentic in your approach. What will happen is this: you will create better results in 1/10 of the amount of time and effort. And now all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, it's not a numbers game, right? Like, I can actually create success. I can make an impact. Like, conversations can be fun when you know that you're bringing value into them. And then, but now all of a sudden you realize that maybe I do have the time to do this. You know, maybe I can build a successful business and still have a life that I love. Your vision of what's possible starts to expand. But as long as we keep saying the same things to people, this is the way you have to be successful, this is what you have to do, we are not helping. You know who you're helping? You're helping the 0.1% of people that are out there that can do something like this, that are really highly skilled, that have, you know, leveraged brands that they've built and a strong network. This for them works really well. For 99% of people, this is not and will never be a good idea. And so I just wanted to share my thoughts and my 2 cents. You take it for what it's worth. You tell me, do you agree with me or do you disagree with me? I just felt like, once again, I don't want this to come across like, you know, I'm trying to like talk, you know what, on Eric, because I have so much respect for him and everything he's done. And he brings so much value into this profession. But when I see something, I feel this is part of the calling that I feel in the work we do, is we're teaching people a better way. And I think as a profession, part of our problem is we're so rooted in just, this is the way it's always been done. Don't even dare you think about doing it different. It's like we come from such a place of scarcity and fear. The moment somebody wants to try to introduce a different or a new way of doing it, we feel threatened. And I think as a profession, we have not innovated and we have not grown. And so when I see a practice being taught that I know isn't helping people, and if I know in my heart of heart there's a better way, then I have to step up and I have to say something. And I don't care if people don't like it, okay? I'm not here to make friends and I'm not here for people to like me. I'm here to serve people and I'm here to help people. And so that's why I recorded this episode for those of you. So, hey, do me a favor. Share this with somebody if you think this can help them. Maybe give them a little bit of a different perspective on what they need to do and the fact that they can do it. So that's my message to you today. So as always, I love all of you for being a part of this community and supporting this show. Thank you for that. You are the reason why I do what I do. So I'll see you soon on the next episode. Take care.